One Humboldt County High School coach recorded a career milestone victory this week. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUD News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that big achievement in just a moment, and we'll also be looking at some of the other big local sports stories from what was a busy week in Humboldt County sports, including all the latest high school baseball and softball news, a coaching change at College of the Redwoods, how one local team was honored for a breakthrough season recently, another success story at St. Bernard's High School, and a big weekend in store for the HDNL track and field teams. But first up, longtime local coach Eric Helms achieved a career milestone this week when the Fortuna High School softball team beat Eureka on Wednesday. The Huskies won the game 11-4 to keep their Big 5 championship hopes alive, and in doing so, they gave their head coach his 200th career victory in the sport. Helms, who was also an assistant football coach at College of the Redwoods, has been in charge of the Fortuna High softball team for the past 14 seasons and has enjoyed plenty of success during that time. After the historic victory, Helms praised the contributions of all of his assistant coaches during his time in charge, as well as that of his wife Kelly Helms, who also is one of the most prominent softball coaches in the county and oversees the Humboldt Fast Pitch Softball Association. The win lifted the Huskies to 7-3 in the Big 5 with two games remaining. They trailed Del Norte by one win in the conference standings after the Warriors also won this week, beating Arcata 11-0 in five innings to keep their title ambitions on track. Both teams have already qualified for next week's HDNL Charles Lakin postseason softball tournament, which gets underway on Tuesday at the Arcata Sports Complex. The Warriors can clinch the Big 5 championship with a pair of wins over the Tigers in Crescent City on Saturday. In other local softball news, the St. Bernard's girls clinched the Little 4 championship for the first time in 8 years with a doubleheader sweep over Hoopa last weekend. The Crusaders won the games 11-1 and 6-3, giving them a first conference pennant since 2016 and ending Hoopa's four-season reign as Little 4 champions. Both of those teams have also qualified for next week's Charles Lakin tournament. Also in the Little 4 last weekend, the Ferndale Wildcats swept a high-scoring doubleheader against South Fork to keep their Lakin tournament hopes alive. The Cats enjoyed their best day of the season and won the games 17-14 and 13-12. The Charles Lakin tournament features the top three teams in both the Big 5 and Little 4, with the two conference champions receiving an opening round bye. The action gets underway with two first-round games on Tuesday, followed by the semi-finals on Thursday and the championship game on Friday evening. In local high school baseball, meanwhile, the McKinleyville Panthers clinched the Big 5 championship with a doubleheader sweep against Arcata on Saturday. The Panthers won the games 10-1 and 10-0, giving them their first championship since the 2019 season. The McKinleyville boys also defeated St. Bernard's 15-4 in non-league action on Monday and will be considered the favourites to win next week's Charles Lakin baseball tournament, which also gets underway on Tuesday and will be played at the Arcata ballpark. In Big 5 games on Wednesday of this week, the Eureka boys secured second place in the conference with a 9-0 win at Fortuna, with junior Royce Olson pitching a one-hitter for the victory. The Arcata Tigers also won on Wednesday, rallying from an early two-run deficit to beat Del Norte 3-2 on a walk-off and keep their slim hopes of a place in the Lakin tournament alive. In other sports news this week, there is a coaching change in the works at College of the Redwoods. Last Friday, softball head coach Megan Valente announced to her players that she would be stepping down after 3 years in charge and 5 years with the program. Valente took over from longtime CR coach Maggie White after the 2021 season, after spending 2 years as White's assistant. Valente, who did not specify why she was stepping down, enjoyed some success with the program, leading the Corsairs to a 21-15 season in 2023, which was their first winning season since 2006. This season, she guided the Corsairs to a record of 11-25 overall and 8-12 in the Golden Valley Conference. Her teams were known for fielding mostly local players, something she said she was proud of. College of the Redwoods athletic director Bob Brown thanked Valente for all she has done for the Corsairs and will immediately begin the search for a replacement. Brown is hoping to have a new coach hired within the next month. In other College of the Redwoods news, last week the local JC honored the 2023 Grizzly Bowl winning team with a ring ceremony on campus in front of players, family and fans. The Corsairs cruised to a 63-0 win over Hartnell at the Redwood Bowl in early December, which was their first bowl victory in 30 years. Head coach Jason White spoke of the team's remarkable legacy. Not only did they achieve the breakthrough bowl victory, but this group of players also brought football back to College of the Redwoods after a two-year hiatus, and they posted back-to-back winning seasons after the college had not had one since 2001. White and this year's players also recently completed a successful spring session, and the head coach said he is expecting as many as 100 players on hand for the fall. St. Bernard's High School, meanwhile, held a letter signing ceremony last week for 7 of its seniors who will be taking their talents to the college sports fields, including 4 who will play at Seor. Seth Dyer announced he will play basketball for Bard College in New York, while Aidan Burris will play basketball for Chabot College, and Rowan Crumwell will play basketball at Seor. Also joining the Corsairs, Kiara McGuinness will play softball for the local community college, while Kyler Smith and Ulysses Bailey will both play football at Seor. And rounding out the contingent of St. Bernard's college-bound athletes, Wyatt Simone will play football at Shasta College. And finally this week, it will be a big weekend for the HDNL track and field athletes, with the league championships taking place at McKinleyville High School on Saturday. The top finishers in each event will advance to next week's North Coast Section Championships. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.